Welcome to the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast, a podcast for ambitious people in the pursuit to hit new and extraordinary levels in life. A space where we learn to break our negative addictions and our negative patterns and pursue healthy habits and healthy doses of dopamine as we live a more purposeful life. We are here to uncover practical strategies, expert insights, and inspiring stories that will empower you to pursue your dreams and make them a reality. We are talking all things from business, leadership, marketing, investments, relationship, and health. So you'll want to grab your coffee and get comfortable as we push ourselves to grow by being uncomfortable. This is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast. Episode 2, Beliefs and Values. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast. My name is Kristen Slonicki, and I am your host. And for episode 2, we are taking a deep dive into the subconscious, and we are challenging ourselves today to our core with not only our beliefs, but what we actually value. If you have ever felt stuck in any way, or if you self-sabotage, or if you have a friend or a teammate that self-sabotages, then this episode is for you. In order to feel as if I have fully prepared you for all of the episodes that are to come, I had to first feel comfortable in knowing that we started with the core fundamentals and we had the tools to apply everything else we are going to learn from all of the amazing guests that are going to be on the show. It was very important to me that we started from the basics, and beliefs and values and understanding our value system and understanding what actually drives us and understanding if these are even our own beliefs or values, or if these are beliefs and values that have been projected onto us and that we are just carrying out, it is extremely important. We started with fears that hold us back, but today it's all about what blocks our vision, our blind spots, and how we carry these generationally and culturally. We're talking subconscious sabotage. And after we explore our own internal beliefs and values, we're going to also review tools for potentially shifting our mindset and rewiring our subconscious if you find a belief or value in your database being your mind, that you know isn't yours, or that you don't align with, or that conflicts and that you want to overcome and shift. Having awareness to this topic and concepts can fundamentally improve your life, your business, your mindset, and your relationship. So let's start with the importance of our inputs. I think we have all heard the phrase, you are what you feed your mind. What that means is if you are watching trash TV, negative news channels, or surrounding yourself with negative people, you will likely find yourself depressed. You will likely find yourself to also unintentionally be a negative person as well, like who actually just wants to be negative. You will be adopting negative beliefs, negative values, and negative energy around you. What we surround ourselves with, our mind is storing information for what it believes to be true based off of the past or what we are experiencing in the present. So even if you don't want to necessarily store a bit of information that you don't necessarily agree with or align with, you're always subconsciously storing information, and imagine it as if that information is just going into a folder inside of your mind for it to possibly come back to refer to later and to justify whatever cause needs to be justified. This is why the terminology, you're a product of your environment, is so prevalent. You truly are who you surround yourself with. And if you hear something enough times, you're also going to believe it. And if you believe something, you're going to act on it. You will become the negativity or the positivity in your circle. It is so important for you to protect your energy at all costs. On this topic, there has also been neuroscientific findings that there's evidence of brainwave synchronization. When we are interacting with other people, our brainwaves tend to sync to each other. And that's why you hear proximity is power, and surround yourself with people doing better than you. This is because of brain synchronization. When you are super close with someone, maybe it's a family member or a best friend, and you're around them often, you're going to find that there's a higher likelihood that your brains will begin to sync. So if you find yourself saying the same phrases as them, an example, my friends and I all say frick now because one of our friends was saying it and then we all just picked it up. So it's always frick, 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 frick this, frick that. Or if you find yourself doing the same mannerisms, if you ever have caught your two best friends, they both do this same thing with their mouth when they're talking, this mannerism, it's because they have synced up to each other. Something to keep in mind, again, with you are a product of your environment, and it is so crucial to always be aware of who you are allowing in your inner circle, especially because of what we're going to be talking about today. You are just constantly storing your circle's information, syncing with their information, and you will become that information if you are not careful. I'm a very visual person and it helps me understand things more. So for anyone who's listening and similar to me, I want to share the way that I envision our subconscious. I envision our subconscious almost like a mini brain. If you're watching the video, you can see I love brains. I have a little brain right next to me. But I imagine our subconscious as a little Mr. Potato Head. He has legs and he has arms and he's walking around with this briefcase of information he's storing. And he's wearing this little black suit and he's constantly walking around in our mind and negotiating with our inside operating system for things to go his way. And most of the time, Mr. Subconscious, he's winning these negotiations. He's very mischievous. He's full of trickery. He's full of justifications that are created from the stored information. And he's extremely secretive. He's secretive because he doesn't want everyone to know what he knows and believes, because if they did, he wouldn't have as much leverage and control. His job, Mr. Subconscious, his job is to do everything in his power to keep you feeling comfortable, which is what we spoke about in episode one. Comfort does nothing but kill you. And even though Mr. Subconscious has good intentions, his purpose is seemingly good by protecting you. He's leading you to nothing but comfort, which is going to bring you to a slow, painful death. He's actually blocking you from breaking free from all of the limitations you want to release. And he goes around within your mind and he has these little levers and these switches that he pulls and adjusts as he needs to in order to do just that. This operating system of all these levers and switches that he can turn up and down or on and off, this is your neurological system. Also, these levers are things like fear or anxiety or stress. He is behind a lot of that. It's very important to know what Mr. Subconscious knows, because if you're consciously aware of what's going on within your subconscious, then we can prevent a lot of these things. If you have ever been to a Tony Robbins seminar, he talks a lot about this, and I'm going to share some of his concepts I've learned in his Unleash the Power Within seminars. It is my belief, no pun intended, that it is crucial for us to have an understanding that the majority of all humanity, we are carrying around other people's projected beliefs and values within both our subconscious and conscious, and they're not necessarily ours. And until we do the work in our self-awareness journeys and really spend the time diving into the exploration of who we are and how we have become the way that we are, then we continue to carry these projected beliefs and values. We carry these wounds that are either passed down or passed over from the people that are around us. And then my favorite line, we end up roaming this earth and operating as slaves to our unhealed subconscious. And that isn't what we want in life. We do not want to self-sabotage. We do not want to be our non-authentic selves. We want to be our most authentic selves. What we want is to understand our behaviors so we can identify and course correct when the subconscious programming attempts to navigate us off course from what we truly desire. Now, let me tell you what I mean. First of all, you may be thinking, how on earth does beliefs and values have anything to do with how I perform in business? Well, friend, let me tell you, as we expand our conscious awareness, we are able to better identify where we have room to improve and grow personally. And the byproduct of your personal growth will be the growth in all other areas of life, especially in your business and relationships. People buy into people, not products and dreams. As you become more self-aware, you will increase your skill sets to be able to communicate, to empathize, to lead, to accomplish, to think outside of the box, and all of which are very strong and lucrative skill sets in business. So this is why on a business podcast, we are starting with the core fundamentals. Now, additionally, if you have ever self-sabotaged and you don't know why, and you keep going in this cycle where you're wondering, like, I really want to accomplish this, but I don't understand what is holding me back. I don't understand why I'm sitting on the couch when I should be doing this. And this dream is very important to me, but why am I not just doing it? If you've ever found yourself in that position, I have amazing news for you. I'm a firm believer that that is not your fault. Now, for the bad news is after this episode, you will have the awareness to why it is that you are not doing these things. And if you continue to do that and continue to fall into that pattern repetitively without course correcting in any way, then it will be your fault. But we are going to go over how to course correct. And if you use the tools and come to awareness of where you may have internal subconscious conflict within your neurological system, you will be able to identify and course correct your self-sabotaging behaviors. Carl Jung has a quote and it really has stuck with me, but he says, "What remains unconscious does not dissolve, but rather it will resurface as fate or fortune. Whatever is not conscious will be experienced as fate, and we will keep repeating our unconscious patterns until we bring them into the light of awareness." So if you keep finding yourself repeating the same pattern over and over and over again, you will continue to do so until you do the deep work within to adjust that behavior and to heal. And we can't heal what we don't feel. We can't heal what we aren't aware of. So continuing to do work and show up to things that will help you grow is so important. So my friend, as we are about to dive into this, I want to first thank you for being here and also honor you for doing the work as we explore deep within. So let's now shift into our awareness of our beliefs and values. We touch on this on episode 1 slightly, but values and beliefs are formed and conditioned by how we were raised, who and what we were exposed to, and the people we were and are surrounded with. Values and beliefs aren't always ours, but they are conditioned, and we are going to either move towards them or we are going to move away from them. So let's define what beliefs and values are by Tony Robbins' definition. Value determines our direction. Beliefs determine whether we make it there or not. Really like that definition. It keeps it very simple. I'm going to say it again. Values determine our direction. Belief is what determines whether or not we make it there. Together, they are two things that control everything that you think, everything that you feel, and every action that you do. Belief controls if you feel successful or not. Am I going to be successful? That is going to be based off of your belief. Beliefs are nothing but absolute certainty that something is absolutely true or that it exists. Beliefs either create or beliefs will destroy. Every belief is either creating for you or destroying for you. So important to remember. So you can either believe that there are good people in our world, or you can believe that it's mostly bad people, and then that's what is going to probably manifest and what you are going to attract. You can believe that you're good enough, or you can believe you're not good enough. It is so important to be conscious to what our beliefs are, because this shapes our entire life, which is why I found it so important to start our show here with this being episode 2, because how can we pursue a healthier life if we don't even know what our current limitations are? We can't. I mean, well, we could try, but most of the time when we don't do this deep inner work first, we end up in these cycles wondering why the same thing is happening to us and why we are having so much difficulty getting to the next level. Now, values. Values are fundamental principles or qualities that guide our actions and decisions, reflecting what we consider important or morally right. So in short, values are the emotional experience that we believe are important for us to either experience or to avoid. There's also a conflict of values that we may sometimes experience, causing that self-sabotage when the values are going head to head. And that's when you have two different type of values going away and towards each other. And I'll give you an example of that, but let's use one of the Tony Robbins examples. He says we can value things like love, happiness, peace, freedom, contribution, respect, passion, security, certainty. All of those things, we can value them. They can be extremely important to us, but are we going to always value all of those things equally? No. We're always going to value one more than the other. So our values are what shapes us to be the people that we are. Every choice and behavior is driven by that value system, and we either accept those values or we reject those values. And based off of the way that we were conditioned, that's how we respond. So in most cases, we aren't actually living our own life. We aren't living our most authentic life. We're living a conditioned life that's formed by how we have processed the experiences we have had that now move us towards or away from these values. To give you an example of accepting or rejecting, if you grew up in a very strict home, it might be very important for you to have structure. So you might go into the military. I grew up in a very strict home. My brother wanted to go into the military when he graduated high school, and he wanted to have that discipline of someone tell him what to do. So that would be a toward value. But on the contrary, you might need to be your own boss. You might be completely rebelling to being told what to do, and you might want to live a life of complete freedom. This would be a away value. So that would be me. My brother and I grew up in the same exact household. He wanted to go into the military. I wanted to live a life of freedom. I wanted to travel, and I wanted to be in a career position where I didn't feel that I was being micromanaged, but I can be creative and I can share value in a way that was authentic to me and without limitations. So you can either be going towards that value or away from that value based off of your conditioning. So my brother, he wanted to move towards that strict regimen lifestyle where I wanted to avoid it. Additional examples of away values would be avoidance of rejection, avoidance of fear, avoidance of decision making, avoidance of failure, avoidance of being lonely, shame, avoidance of humiliation, avoidance of pain. So these are all emotional experiences that we typically associate negatively with, and you may feel them all, but which of them do you move the most away from? So I want you to really think about your own away and towards values as we go through the rest of this episode and how this applies to you, and which of these do you value the most? I want you to think about it. I'm going to go through the basic examples again and really think about the words that I'm saying, what you value the most out of these. So do you value love, happiness, peace, freedom, contribution, giving back, respect, passion, security, certainty? And for the away values, do you avoid rejection? Do you avoid fear? Do you avoid decision making? Do you avoid failure? Do you avoid loneliness? Do you avoid shame? Do you avoid humiliation? Do you avoid pain? Out of those, what do you avoid the most? Are you more emotionally avoidant to being rejected than you are to failing? Are you more avoidant to being lonely than you are feeling guilty and shameful? Someone with a deep fear of being alone will stay in a relationship that they're unhappy in, even if he or she feels guilty that he or she is holding their partner back from the relationship and attention that they deserve, because their fear and their avoidance of being alone overpowers their feeling and avoidance of feeling guilty. On the flip side, do you value love more than you do freedom? Or do you value happiness more than you value security? Someone who wants a quick hit of dopamine by purchasing what they know they can't afford likely values happiness over security, even though at the end of the day, it's a false sense of happiness most of the time when we make that purchase. But someone who values security is typically way more careful with their budget and their spending. Another example of conflict of values, a person who desires success the most, but also moves away from failure, they are going to have a severe conflict of values. This is what brings on the massive self-sabotaging without us realizing it. I'll give a few examples of the different ways that we self-sabotage. If you start to do really good at something and then suddenly you pull back, that's your pesky self-sabotage. And this goes back to identifying, is there potentially a belief within yourself that you somewhere inside of you believe that you are not worthy of success or that your values do not align with success? Because maybe at some point you were told that successful people are bad people. There are a million things that could be happening subconsciously, but understanding those fears and understanding those internal beliefs is a lot of what we spoke about in episode one. So if you haven't listened to that episode, make sure you go back. But here's another one. Let's say we are in a healthy relationship and all of a sudden we find ourselves pulling back or suddenly becoming more distant, or maybe we are finding ourselves picking fights, avoiding communication, or avoiding the relationship altogether, but we're happy or we really like the person or we love them and we don't know why we're doing that. Or you're getting really close to your health and fitness goals. Maybe you are just about to hit your dream body weight or dream body, whatever it is. And then you go and eat a really crappy meal, or you stop going to the gym as consistently, or maybe you stop going altogether. Those are examples of self-sabotage. But why would anyone self-sabotage? We all want the dream body. We all want to be healthy. We all want the great relationship. And we all want to have success and to complete our to-do list. But we have Mr. Subconscious. He is operating and he is trying to protect us. And he is trying to keep us in that familiar hell. We are self-sabotaging because our away values and our towards values are in conflict, and our subconscious is doing everything he can do to keep us comfortable. So the one who is desiring success but fears the failure will be in this loop, and they will continue to be in this neurological state of self-sabotage, an internal battle because of their subconscious conflict of values, until they create awareness to what their fears are, what their actual internal beliefs are, what they truly value, what values and what beliefs are actually theirs, and they do the work, which, congratulations, you're doing the work right now just by listening to this podcast, because the first step is just having awareness. You might have heard of limiting beliefs and you might have heard of self-sabotage in these terms before, but have you taken the time to deep dive and internally do the work after you hear these terms or after you learn about them? Are you taking a hard look in the mirror and seeing where your limitations are and digging deep into what you truly believe, not only about yourself, but about that of which is around you? And then after you actually do that work, are you creating course corrections every time you realize that you're in that state of conflict? And if you aren't, now is the time that we're going to have to start doing those. It's going to be continued practice in just noticing when we do take a misstep or when we do mess up or when we are in a state of self-sabotage. We just notice it and we grab it and we say, okay, I did this, but this time I'm going to do something different with it. We self-sabotage because our neurological system is doing everything it can to protect us from our biggest pain of our away value. The nervous system will always choose a familiar hell before getting uncomfortable and leaning into the unknown of doing the task that breaks your patterns, even if consciously, logically, you know that that task is going to get you to a better place. The subconscious wants to hold you and keep you comfortable, and Comfortable is that death. That's what you want to be avoiding. When you understand this conflict, you can change it. And when you see this conflict in others, you can help them, but only if they ask for it. Because remember, we are not in the business of unsolicited feedback or saving anyone. People have to want and ask for help in order to be helped. And we can't just project what we want them to see unless they are ready to see and to understand concepts like this. So just remember, all beliefs carry consequences. And sometimes we need to examine and reflect on our beliefs and our values. And also remember, it's not just a one-time thing. This isn't something that we can just do one time and we are healed overnight. It's going to be something that we do. We will continue to fall back into our patterns, but it doesn't mean that we are still the person that is dictated by those patterns. When we notice that we're in those patterns, we just course correct. This is something that we should be analyzing, in my opinion, at least yearly, because these beliefs, these values, they are controlling every action, everything we think, and everything that we feel. So remember, fear breeds inaction, and stacking those fears breeds familiarity. So then we keep getting attracted to going back to those fears and beliefs that we know are holding us back. It's very important to ask ourselves, what are our limiting beliefs that could be holding us back? And what are our away values and towards values that could possibly be in conflict? In the show notes, you will find a worksheet that I put together for you with a list of example beliefs and values, as well as journal prompts to help you self-reflect. You'll also find links to Tony Robbins, where you can learn more about this topic specifically. And I hope you find value in utilizing this worksheet and that it helps you in your reflection identify any uncovered truths that could potentially be in your way. Developing a deep sense of self-awareness is like unlocking a box that had a butterfly trapped inside of it and allowing the butterfly to finally be free. You are the butterfly, and we suffocate in these patterns and behaviors with no way out until we use the key to finally facing the hard truths and the hard things in our mind and having honesty with ourselves and leaning into those truths. But there's no way through if we don't go through. You have to go through it to get to it. And you have to be willing to feel in order to heal and to have this self-discovery. So many people aren't willing to do just that. They want to avoid it. I've heard people give these speeches of how the world is going to shit and how there isn't real love out there and how most people are bad people. But do they really believe that? Or is this a belief that they've adopted in the form of what they feel is protection from a greater pain and from experience that they have in the past? And these adopted beliefs, it causes them to block their vision and to block blessings of their future because they value staying away from potential pain more than they desire to actually feel love and to be loved and to believe in the good again. Stephen Speaks said on the Jay Shetty podcast, I saw a clip recently, but he says, the same walls that are protecting you are the same walls that are blocking you. And I reposted this quote on Threads, and one of my Threads friends commented, shout out Mando, and he said, sometimes we are setting ourselves up for a much bigger and worse risk than the one that we are focusing on. Mark Wolin, author of It Didn't Start With You, he says, it's human nature. When pain is too great, people tend to avoid it. But when we block the feelings, we unknowingly will stunt the necessary healing process that can lead to a natural release. Where we come from affects where we go. What sits unresolved in our past influences our present. So be strong enough to face your fears, your values, your beliefs. Sit with them, talk with them, and decide what is actually yours and what isn't. I don't know who says this, but I hear often in workout classes, if you hold on to your limitations, you get to keep them. This goes for every aspect of life. And I encourage you to face the hard things. Identify where we need to make the shifts. Do the worksheet for that self-reflection and start the process in rewiring your subconscious so you can gain control of what you truly desire in life. So let me give you the tangibles, how to make an internal shift or change and rewire our subconscious. There's a Dickens theory that tells us exactly how we do this. So we do not change within ourselves until we see pain in the past, present, and future. We identify everything with either pain or pleasure, and there has to be no pleasure in what we are trying to shift and change. It has to be all pain in all three aspects of past, present, and future. So an example is cigarettes. We may know that it's really bad for us and that it can kill us and it can cause lung cancer. But if we enjoy doing it right now because we just need a breather, then we still have pleasure in the present, even though we know that there's potential pain in the future. And so until we can bring pain to the present, that this is not serving us and this does not make us feel good right now, and we feel disgusted by this, it is very unlikely that we are going to change when we still are identifying the cigarettes as presently pleasurable. Same thing with a bad relationship. Tony Robbins uses this example also in one of his seminars, where he says, who has ever stayed in a relationship where you stayed far too long? Most of the audience raised their hands. And why is that? The reason why anyone is usually staying in a relationship that they're unhappy in is because they are still identifying pleasure with the future. They can be miserable right now. They could be miserable yesterday. They can be miserable for the last year, 5 years. But in the future, they are fantasizing, well, maybe it will get better, or they have the potential, or yada, yada, yada. This is going to be better. I have pleasure in the future. If I just stick it out, things will change. But it is not until we start to identify, this is miserable, it's miserable yesterday, it's going to be miserable today, it's going to be miserable tomorrow, nothing's changing, that we actually finally leave that relationship. So if we want to actually create change in whatever we're changing, that belief, that value, we have to create pain and attach pain. If we go back to that example earlier in the episode where we had the person with the conflict of values, the person who was desiring success the most, but also moved the most away from failure and had this severe conflict of values, the pain of not reaching that success has to hurt so bad right now. And so bad, the pain has to be so clearly visualized for the future. They already feel it from the regret of the past, but they have to feel it so presently now and so painful in the future that it will help them shift the pain, that it is more important to avoid that pain of not being successful than it is to fail. That is how we shift that value, is we have to associate pain with the away value that could potentially be conflicting, or we have to associate pain with the adopted belief that we don't necessarily want to hold on to. The person who believes that there isn't love out there, they need to associate pain with they are never going to find someone. If they don't start to shift that belief that there is someone out there for them and they are able to love and to trust again. So the belief has to be shifted, really understanding the pain that will take place if they do not shift it. So as we delve into the intricate workings of our subconscious, it's also very important for us to consider the role of the neurotransmitters. And I have to stay on brand by bringing up dopamine, because dopamine also shapes our beliefs and value system. So dopamine, remember, is often referred to as the feel-good neurotransmitter, and it plays a crucial role in reward-motivated behavior. Our brain releases dopamine when we experience pleasure, reinforcing certain behaviors and creating patterns in our neural pathways. Now let's connect this to what we discussed about beliefs and values. When we adopt certain beliefs and values, they can become associated with pleasure or pain in our brain's reward system. So to stay on the same example, if success is a value, but there's a deep-seated fear of failure, the conflict can trigger a release of dopamine associated with both desire and avoidance. So think of dopamine as the messenger that communicates the significance of our beliefs and values to our brain. We now know that when we are self-sabotaging, it's not just a conscious decision. It involves complex neural processes and includes the interplay of dopamine. So this brings us to the concept of actually rewiring our subconscious. As we work towards changing our beliefs and our values, The brain's plasticity allows for the formation of new neural connections. And this process is not just about willpower. It involves, again, tying pain to the old patterns and pleasure to the desired change. What is the pain if you do not change this? What is the pleasure if you do? So Dickens' theory of projecting pain to the past, present, and future, it also resonates with the rewiring of your subconscious. The pain of not reaching our goals must be felt so deeply that it activates our dopamine system to motivate the change as well. So as you engage in the reflective exercises inside of the worksheet, consider the role of dopamine and how you can use it in reinforcing your current patterns. How can we find pleasure in the process? Awareness and clarity are going to be the first steps, but making it a lasting internal shift is going to be having to include connecting the pain of staying the same to the pleasure of change. It's a neurological dance, and understanding how dopamine contributes to this dance can empower us to make these meaningful shifts in our beliefs and values and fostering positive transformations on our journey. So here are the three tangibles I'm leaving you with to wrap this all up on how we are going to create change. Number one, we have the awareness and the clarity. We're going to do this by doing the worksheet. Download it now. You can set the reminder in your calendar to get it done this week if you don't have time to do it right now. Number two, we are going to tie pain to that of which we want to change. We have to tie pain to what we want to change. And then number three, we take action. And when we fall back into patterns, we don't shame ourselves, but we just simply notice and we course correct. All right, my friend, if you have someone that you feel could benefit from this episode, maybe a team member, a family member, please share it. Add it to your team resources for your older team members to hear, or maybe the new people coming onto your team to hear in the future again and again. If you have questions about this topic or if anything you would like to have expanded on, please DM us at the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast. And if you love this episode, please tag us when sharing, and please get your positive hit of dopamine and give me a hit of dopamine by subscribing and leaving us a review. I would be so grateful, my friend. And thank you so much for being here today. Let's conquer the rest of this week as we pursue a healthier, more purposeful life. This is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast.